Sorry for being unclear. It's the transposition of EU7 requirements into UNRs at that point. Of course, the scope of the UNRs has to be in line with the scope of EU7 to enable European member states to still apply those UNRs and not have to accept approvals that wouldn't be permitted under EU7. It's for the documents that we will be discussing next year. It is potentially significant for the new UNR that we will be talking about this week. They are things that we just need to get resolved before Euro 7 enters into force.
Thank you.